Hello, this is George Waring, and the calm I'm about to read appears in the mid-April edition of the Butte Weekly. I've entitled it, That Klan Act. Among Trump's latest worries is that the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People federal lawsuit filed in the District of Columbia. It was brought on behalf of Representatives Benny Thompson of Mississippi, Hank Johnson of Georgia, and Bonnie Watson Coleman of New Jersey. And more Democrats in Congress have since joined. Thanks to the New York Times' Annie Carney, we learn this lawsuit contends Trump and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, violated the Ku Klux Klan Act, an 1871 statute that includes protection against violent conspiracies that interfere with Congress's constitutional duties. The suit also names the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers militia group. All are accused of conspiring to incite a violent riot at the Capitol with a goal of preventing Congress from certifying the last election. This suit joins others in progress. New York prosecutors are investigating Trump's financial dealings. New York's Attorney General is pursuing a civil investigation into whether Mr. Trump's company misstated assets to get bank loans and tax benefits. And a Georgia district attorney is examining his election interference effort in that state. In the NAACP lawsuit, Representative Thompson said he was forced to wear a gas mask and hide on the floor of the House gallery for 3 hours while hearing threats of physical violence against any member who attempted to proceed to approve the Electoral College ballot count. Thompson is seeking compensatory and punitive damages in the lawsuit filed in federal district court in Washington, D.C. The suit does not include a specific financial amount. The Representative Thompson, 72 years old, claims he was put at an increased health risk by later being required to shelter in place in a cramped area that did not allow for social distancing. The lawsuit notes that Mr. Thompson shared confined space with two members of Congress who tested positive for the coronavirus shortly after the attack at the Capitol. In an interview with Carney, the New York Times reporter, Representative Thompson said he would not have brought the suit against Mr. Trump if the Senate had voted to convict him at the impeachment trial. Thompson said, "I feared for my life. Not a day passes that I don't think about that incident. I was committed to seeing justice brought to this situation." He added, "This is me, and hopefully others, having our day in court to address the atrocities of January the 6th. I trust the better judgment of the courts because, obviously, Republican members of the Senate could not do what the evidence overwhelmingly presented." Representative Thompson said he had already received a second dose of a COVID vaccine by January the 6th, and therefore did not quarantine after his close contacts with colleagues who tested positive. But he noted, "There were a number of members who were very concerned about being housed in those numbers with people refusing to wear masks." Derek Johnson, the president of the NAACP, said the decision to seek compensatory and punitive damages was rooted in a history of tools that have worked to fight back against white supremacy. The Southern Poverty Law Center previously filed a lawsuit against the Ku Klux Klan in Kentucky, bankrupting that state chapter in 2008 with a judgment requiring it to pay $2.5 million in damages. He said, "This is very similar. If we do nothing, we can be ensured these groups will continue to spread and grow in their boldness. We must curb the spread of white supremacy. NAACP officials said the attack was deeply rooted in racial injustice. The general counsel for the NAACP said, "Underlying this insurrection were the actions of folks who were challenging the voices of people of color. If you look at whose votes were being challenged, these came from largely urban areas. The votes of people of color were being challenged." This suit charges Rudy Giuliani with attempting to reject the votes cast by voters in Detroit, the population of which is 78% African American. Giuliani also inaccurately claimed there was fraud in voting in Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, both of which have large African American populations. This NAACP lawsuit named Mr. Trump in his personal capacity because his conduct challenging another branch of government to do its job falls outside the official duties of the president. Because Trump was engaging in conduct that is so far outside any remotely legitimate scope of his presidential duties, he no longer has the immunity of the president. So I thank Annie at the New York Times. And I should say, recently reading Alice Walker's 30-year-old book, The Temple of My Familiar, roused my spirit to focus on this historically important anti-Klan suit. This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.